For the best lawn on the block, DynaGreen. Ask your lawn and garden dealer for DynaGreen or online at DynaGreenInfo.com. They've got the best fall starter and grass seed, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Get free hot breakfast and free internet at Choice Hotels. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. Amenities vary by location.
It's a conversation about the world of firearms on Target Talk St. Louis, presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton, beginning every Sunday at 6 p.m. on KTRS.
Show day, Thursday. We have a talent that's an audible talent. You call us. We'll give you your chance to show the world what you do. Impressions, bird calls, sound effects, play an instrument. As long as you can set the phone down and play it, we'll listen. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. On the way in, I heard Colin Jeffrey do a news story. I love stories like this. It was about a home invasion. Guy breaks into a house. The homeowner shot him in the face. I love that story. If your reaction is, well, you're bloodthirsty. No, I'm not at all. I think if every person considering breaking in a house realized or thought there was a very real possibility that you'll get shot right in the face, we'd have a lot less people breaking into houses. Unfortunately, the real numbskulls of the world, there's nothing you can do that will dissuade them, that will keep them from being stupid or mean or wanting what other people have. Off we go to, Dave is here. Dave, how are you?
I'm just fine.
Well, here's a man who knows how to speak right up and be heard. Dave, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm calling from Effingham, Illinois, and I listen to you guys quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I'm AM in the PM.
Well, thank you, Dave.
I've got an anniversary song I'd like to sing. Does anyone have an anniversary coming up or just had one?
Well, let's check. Anybody have an anniversary coming up?
No.
Dan, I don't think
no.
Even if you did, you don't care. No, we don't, but is this your, are you officially entering the talent show?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, what's the name of this anniversary song? Is it called the anniversary song?
No, it's called You're Getting Better Each Day.
Well, isn't that a nice thought? Now, I assume you're married.
Oh, yes.
And how long have you been married?
Too long.
Oh, wow. That doesn't jive with your song.
54 or 55 years, I can't remember.
I'm with Peon. The song title doesn't exactly go with your attitude toward your marriage. What's the song called again? You're Getting Better Each Day?
Yes.
All right. Well, I can't wait. I don't know about anybody else. From Effingham, Illinois, here is Dave and the anniversary song, You're Getting Better Every Day.
You're getting better. Each day, yes, better than you've ever been before. Anniversaries don't faze you. You're still going strong. Just keep on smiling and you can't go wrong. Now your wife does love you and thinks well of you. You're somebody she adores. You may be getting older, but you're getting better than you've ever been before.
I got to tell you, you're a pretty good singer.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, that's, of course, the song I'm looking over, A Four-Leaf Clover. That's
yes,
the melody.
It's the music to The Four-Leaf Clover. You're right.
Now, did you write those lyrics?
Yes, I did.
He's a writer and a singer.
Hmm.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I wasn't crazy about the song, but your voice, you can carry a tune. We're going to have a conference. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'll tell you, a lot of people want to try to sing. They don't want to sing anything. Okay. Dave?
Yes.
We don't need your phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
thanks anyway.
Not to be sorry
thanks
about.
Anyway. No, don't be sorry. You've got a great singing voice. The bad news is we have a couple of people who are such front runners that even a great talent such as yourself, to be honest, wouldn't really have a chance against them. But keep on singing, okay?
I need to hire you as a PR man.
Okay, well, maybe. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
You see, consistently, when they're rejected, they still walk away with a smile on their faces. This is Craig. Hello, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm good. How can we help you? Or are you calling for the talent show?
I'm calling for the talent show.
And what is your talent?
My talent is random animal noises.
Oh, I love sound effects and animal. We've had one other contestant do an animal noise. You would be the second. So random animal noises, no particular orders. Anything else we need to know before you do this?
I think that's pretty much it. It was pretty self-explanatory.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, our next contestant is Craig. What part of town do you live in, Craig?
I live in beautiful Chesterfield, Missouri.
Chesterfield, Missouri. I know it well. That's my mailing address. Here with random animal noises is Craig. I guess it's over. Oh, wait.
No.
Is he choking or is he still?
No, he's still going.
I guess it's over now.
The fidelity. Yeah, the fidelity.
Craig, unfairly, your talent was probably somewhat distorted and covered and diminished by the quality or lack of quality of the phone line.
That maybe, frog croaking, though, came through
That came through pretty well. Give us a moment to have a conference, okay?
Fantastic.
All right.
Craig,
we will not be needing your number, but...
Let's hear that frog one more time.
Yeah, let's just hear the frog. Not enough in itself to move you toward the top, but we really appreciate that you participated. He's not giving up.
That's dog for thank you.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's a dog saying thank you. Oh, I like the way he worked that in. Let's go to Michael. Michael, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How can we help you?
I'm AM and PM.
Well, that's good. That's a good thing to hear. Talent show call or calling for something else?
Talent show.
This guy. I can tell by this guy's voice. He's one of those low-key, and then when he unleashes his talent, we're going to be blown away. I'm just telling you. Michael, what is your talent?
Oh, gosh. I was going to sing a song.
You're going to sing a song. What is the song?
Taking It to the Streets by Michael McDonald.
Oh, I know it well. Taking It to the Streets. Well, let's not wait any longer. Here is Michael. Same name as Michael McDonald.
Well, wait a minute. What? Can I get you guys to do the background voices?
Taking it to the... Do we know it well enough to do...
I think that's it. Right.
Taking it to the street. Yeah, we'll do our best.
Cool. Just jump in and remember your background, not...
Yeah, we're not foreground. We won't cover
exactly.
It. Yeah, we won't upstage you. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right, here, ready? Here we go.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. I was raised here in this living hell. You don't know my kind in your world. Well, fairly soon, the time will tell. Oh, you're telling me the things you're gonna do for me. Oh, 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 but I ain't blind and I don't like what I think I see. Taking it to the streets.
Taking it to the streets.
Oh, no need for running.
Taking it to the streets.
No need for hiding.
Taking it to the streets.
Yeah.
Taking it to the streets.
I'm not going to sing a second.
Michael, how old are you? 42. Younger than Michael McDonald.
Right? I think so.
Yeah, a little.
I'm not as white either. I mean, in the hair.
Well, but what I liked about this was I heard the younger Michael McDonald in his 40s in Michael's voice. We have to have a conference, Michael. Hang on a second. Michael, we will not be needing your phone number. Now, this is a majority vote. I can't share with you which hands went up in your favor or against you, but at least two of the three of us said, no, no phone number. And we really appreciate, though, you participating in our talent show.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, well, thank you, Michael.
All right.
Michael, from you too, from Chesterfield, Missouri. Michael, taking it to the streets. In this case, taking it to the phone for The Call. See, that's the name of our contest. Like The Voice, and Peon gets credit. He named it. He named it The Call, and appropriately so. This is Wayne. Wayne, how are you?
Just fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. And
I got a joke for you.
Is this a
talent contest?
It is for the talent contest, and I'm glad
you said that.
Because that means I can't cut him off. Because that would be fair. Go right ahead, Wayne.
All right. Well, this drunk walks into the bar about 2 o'clock in the morning. Right. He said, hey, bartender, give me a drink. And the bartender said, nope, we're closed. I'm getting ready to go home. Get out of here. Not just one drink. No. So the drunk guy turns around the bar stool and he sees this dartboard hanging up on the wall. He says, hey, we play darts here, huh? He says, yeah, we play darts. He says, how about one dart? And he says, if I get a bullseye, I get a prize, okay? He says, anything to get this guy out of here. So he gives him a dart. The drunk turns back around on the bar stool and he's looking in the mirror behind the bar. Throws the dart over his shoulder. Bullseye.
Whoa, backwards.
So he says, holy cow. He says, hey, I win a prize. What I win. And the bartender's looking around behind the bar, and he sees a shoebox there. And he had a turtle in there that he found out in the back of the bar. And he's going to take it home to his son. They'll let him run around the yard with it and all that stuff, have a little pet. So he gives the shoebox and the turtle into the bar to the drunk and says, okay, here's your prize. I get out of here. So he leaves. About 2 months later, same scenario. Goes back about 2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, barkeep, give me a drink. Nope, I'm closed. I'm getting ready to go home. Get out of here. Hey, remember me? I was here a couple months ago, and I won a prize. He said, how about the same deal? You give me one dart, and if I get a bullseye, I win a prize. So this can't happen twice, you know. All right, here's your dart. Same thing. Looks in the mirror. Throws it back over his shoulder. Another bullseye.
Wow.
He says, oh, my God, what am I going to do now? He says, I don't have anything here. He says, what did I give you last time? The drunk says, you gave me a roast beef sandwich on a hard roll. You know, the turtle.
Yeah, no, we
okay.
Wait, roast beef sandwich on a hard roll?
Yeah. That's
roast beef sandwich on a hard roll, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne?
Hard roll being, yes, I know, I got cut off. Never mind. You don't need my number.
He sounds a cross between John Goodman and Dave Sinclair.
Yes, he does.
Well, his drunk sounded like Cliffy Clavin a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A
yeah.
Well, Wayne's a man of many voices.
Yes.
Maybe his talent is doing voices.
Undiscovered talent.
And it's certainly not telling the turtle joke.
It's been undiscovered for 70 years.
But Wayne is also very perceptive in knowing we would not need his phone number.
And well, thank you for the opportunity anyway.
Well, thanks for the great voices, Wayne.
All right.
Enjoyed it.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You gave me, what was it, a sandwich?
Roast beef on a hard roll.
It's funnier as the time goes along.
Well, the setup was actually, here's
you almost missed it. I thought it was, you know, I didn't know it was done yet, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Something.
And him explaining maybe, it right
maybe
afterwards.
Maybe he was so good with the voices that the letdown of the weak punchline, it made the punchline even weaker. That's how we'll compliment him. His voices were so good that it made a weak punchline even weaker. Let's go to Joe. Hello, Joe. How are you?
AM and a PM.
Thank you, Joe. Hallelujah. Are you calling for the talent contest or something else?
I'm probably going to get shot down, but I'm going to go for the talent show.
No, you don't get shot down in the talent comp. You get shot down when you try to tell me a joke and want to know if I know the joke or not.
That ain't going to happen. You're a Southern boy, right?
Yes. Well, originally, but to me, as far as I'm concerned, I'm from here. But, yeah, the first 15 years of my life, I lived in Tennessee.
Okay. Well, even from this area, you're familiar with roadkill.
Oh, sure.
You've seen possums,
hogs, cats. I see them all the time. I live in the woods. I live in the woods now. I see it every day.
Good. Have you ever seen a dead crow on the side of the road? Ever.
I know this joke, but I'm going to let you tell it. No, go ahead.
because you've never seen a dead crow on the other side of the road because the other one's up in a tree going, car, 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 car.
Joe?
I know you don't need my number.
See, the joke actually is about an East Coast crow. Caw, caw. But that's okay. Joe,
it didn't help it that much.
No, it didn't help it. Thank you, Joe.
See you, bud.
Okay. Bud. See, when they call you Bud, it means he's not upset that he's not going to be a finalist. He's not upset at all. Otherwise, he'd have called me some other name. It wouldn't have been very nice. Let's go to John. John, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I've never been better. Calling for the talent show or something else?
I'm calling for the talent show and the AM and the PM.
This talent show is still hot. It is still on fire. What is your talent?
Frank, I can do two things with my mouth at the same time.
I know a couple of girls who can, but they couldn't be on the show with that.
That's a different talent.
What does that mean, two things at the same time? What are the things?
That means I can hum the tune of Happy Trails and also make the horse sound at the same time.
Wow! This is something. This is a new one. We've never had this. We can't wait to hear it. And now, what part of town are you in, John?
John from Ladue.
John from Ladue. Singing happy or humming Happy Trails and making the horse sound. We can't wait. Take it away, John.
That was it?
Well, you don't need more.
Yeah, I mean, he could have kept going, but that was it.
He established that he can do the... And sing at the same time, or hum Happy Trails. John, we need to have a conference. Hang on a second.
Oh, I love that. I love Happy Trails at the same time.
John, we do not need your number, but thank you for bringing to the stage something nobody else has brought.
That's okay, because I'll keep listening to you forever and ever.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, John.
All right.
I think we are the number one show in Ladue. Well, wait a minute. I think we're number one show everywhere.
Right.
So why separate just Ladue? Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Never better. How
good,
are you
Bob.
Doing?
Excellent. I am in the PM.
Thank you, Bob. Hallelujah. Are you calling for the talent show or for something else?
Well, I'm going to throw a little talent at you.
Well, now maybe it might not be a little talent. Maybe a lot of talent. What's the talent?
Well, I'm going to play a little harmonica for you.
Ooh, well.
Dan's toes are tickling right now.
Well, Dan's a little nervous right now. And what will you be playing?
Well, it's just an old campfire favorite, like a little old Susanna.
Oh, Susanna. I think everybody knows that song. And I don't know why that song still holds up to this day, because it's not a great song. Don't
it's
you
not,
cry
it's not
for
at all.
Me. And now, what part of town are you in, John, Bob?
I'm in the Fenton area.
In the Fenton area. From the Fenton area, here's Bob with his harmonica, Oh, Susanna. Take it away.
Nice
flair. Yeah. Bob, I play a little harmonica, not a lot. Oh, Susanna is one of the songs I play. Hang on, we're going to have a conference. Bob, we do not need your phone number.
All righty, then.
But listen to that attitude. He's not mad. He's not mad.
You guys have a great day.
You too, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously, let's just for a minute, let's think about Oh, Susanna for a minute. You know that song.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Every kid. Why is that song still anything to anybody? From Alabama with a banjo on my knee, going to Louisiana, my true love for to see. Rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. Sun so hot, I froze to death. Now, well, hold on. It rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. Sun so hot, I froze to death. Susanna, don't you? Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Those are the lyrics. I remember from a kid. Susanna, don't you go. It's the dumbest song ever. Look it up. Peon's looking it up. Read the lyrics. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Going to Louisiana.
Yeah, the sun's so hot I froze to death.
The sun's so hot I froze to death. Susanna, don't you cry. Now, the whole time you're a kid, you sing that, and you never stop to question your teacher or your parents and go, hey, wait a second. How could you be freezing to death? Sun's hot. Rained all night the day I left. The weather, it was dry. You never questioned it.
There are two more verses. Do you know the other verses?
No, but this is one of those things where we screw kids' heads up. Their brains are all messed up because of this crap. What's the other verse?
I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna, dear, coming down the hill. A buckwheat cake was in her mouth. A tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south. Susanna, don't you cry.
What a stupid song. Stupid. And it's a classic. It's an American... I don't get it.
Hey, there's someone on the phone that wants to enter the talent contest. And
is it Norman?
Yes,
it is. Oh, my goodness. Everybody else, you might as well run for your lives. Let me bring Norman in here. Let's see. I got to get the right line. One, two,
I think
three,
it's four.
Four. It's line four. Hello, Norman. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Now, here we go here.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. And that's Norman from Sullivan. And what are you going to do, Norman?
Happy birthday roll call here.
Oh, happy birthday.
Well, has a birthday.
And this, and you'll be playing the kazoo.
One, two, three, here we go here.
Well, hold on, you'll be playing the kazoo?
No, I think this is the tape. He's playing the tape.
Oh. Is it the kazoo? He's put a lot of prep. A lot of prep. Double entry.
Get your one right off here.
Here we go. Wedding march. No hurry.
What's the tape? He can't hurry the tape.
This is the wedding?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Norman, because I have actually had a crappy day up to this point.
Yeah.
So I absolutely want to thank you.
You turned Dan's day around.
Yes, you did.
You turned a lot of people's day around. Now, Norman, we have Norman's number, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Norman, we would be asking for your number, but we have it. And good luck to you in the talent competition, Norman.
Okay.
Now, Norman, let me ask you, of the three prizes, which do you think you would love the most having? The joke CD, the harmonica, or the picture signed by Peon of a woman with big breasts? Which prize, if you could only get one of the prizes, which would you choose? Harmonica, joke CD, or
harmonica.
Even over the picture of a woman with big breasts?
No, I'd like to have the harmonica.
Yeah.
Harmonica. He wants harmonica. He's clear about that.
Musically inclined.
Well,
so,
you got a good point. Being a musician, he'd want the harmonica. Well, good luck to you, Norman. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Norman from Sullivan, Missouri. A lot of the other contestants who thought they were finalists are probably now very nervous, thinking, man, I thought I had a chance, but I don't know. All righty. We do a little business, take a break, come back. More of whatever this is after a word from one of our sponsors. That's what they used to say in the old days on television. We'll be right back after a word from one of them. This is one of our really long time, years and years now. I don't even know how many years. 8 years, whatever. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I do know how many years they've been in business. 72 years. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Been around for 72 years. Kind of the driving force now are the brothers, you know, Tom and Rob Matheny. But there's the next generation that's working in that business. So now you got three generations. I think it's three, might even be four. The point is, for 72 years, it's a family business. I like family businesses. They're in the heating and cooling business, like a lot of other people are. Like I bet 300 people in the St. Louis area are in the heating and cooling business. Some of them should be run out on a rail. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are very good. Let's put the Matheny in the very good category. We don't care about the other companies, even the other very good ones. You know why? Because it's Matheny. It's Matheny. It's AM and the PM and is partially responsible for this very show being on the air. And that's the way it works. That's the truth. We don't get a dollar from the radio station. We're not salaried here. We are completely supported by the advertisers who are supported by you. And when you don't support them, they can't afford to support us, and we are off the air. That's the way it works. So all we ask is that when the next time comes that you need someone to come out and take a look at that heating and cooling system, that you call Matheny. Give them a chance to show you what they do and how they do it and how well they do it and how fair they are and how qualified they are, how well trained they are. That's it. You do that once. If you don't want them back, you have every right to say we're never having them back. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to say, wow, this is exactly what I expect from anybody who I welcome into my house to do anything for me, any kind of work. I want this kind of efficiency, this kind of fair pricing, and this kind of treatment, and this kind of quick response, and that's what you're going to get. Matheny. Should be an easy name to remember right about now with baseball. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. Matheny Heating and Cooling, serving all of St. Louis County and about 98% of St. Charles County. Matheny, commercial, residential, no matter how big, how small, whatever model, make, brand, type, doesn't matter. They'll take care of you. And this has been a big year for them in putting in new systems, replacing people's old broken down systems. They can handle that too, and they do it really well. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com. Meet me.
Let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. More problems on southbound 270. It looks like we've got a stall that's blocking the left center lane on southbound 270 right at Highway 44. No one's with it yet. Traffic is stop and go from Page all the way down to this point. You're going to run it slow through Graboy, where they've just cleared another accident. Eastbound 44, that's slowing now between Bowles and Mraz up through Highway 270. We've got eastbound 270 drivers slowing McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 40, it's getting pretty thick now between Kings Highway and McCausland. Again, from Lindbergh out through Mason and Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. We also have an overturned tractor trailer that has shut down McDonald in both directions just east of Lindbergh. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's kind of like a sports bar without all the wannabes. It's the Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6. Franco Pinion and the Large Morning Show on the Afternoon continues after this on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4667. 6653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Gold and Old Landing, join my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from amazing siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Randy Naughton here to say that True Clean Carpet is truly the best. Why do I know? I've used them in my house, and believe you me, I need it. I've got three big dogs with a lot of muddy paws. True Clean Carpet is better and different than any other carpet cleaning system, but don't take my word for it. Readers of St. Louis Home Magazine voted True Clean Carpet number one, the best of any major carpet cleaner in St. Louis. Also, the Carpet and Rug Institute tested the True Clean system and awarded True Clean its highest honor for its cleaning results. There are some key differences between True Clean Carpet and other carpet cleaners. True Clean doesn't use any shampoos or detergents. Detergents leave the resoiling residue in your carpet, and it attracts even more dirt, so your carpets begin to look dingy after only weeks of having them cleaned. Also, the True Clean system gets your carpet dry in only 1 to 2 hours instead of 1 to 2 days. So do what I do. Call True Clean Carpet at 314-427-9500 or see them at truecleancarpet.com. Mention my name and get one Scotchgard protection absolutely free.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. We've told you about HARP in the past. There are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. To learn more, call 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
Calling all beer lovers. This Saturday, head to Westport Plaza from 2 till 6 for the Westport Brew Fest to celebrate several of the country's finest brews, including Four Hands, Anheuser-Busch, Boulevard, Granite City Food and Brewery, Kirkwood Station, New Belgium, O'Fallon Brewery, Schlafly, Square One, and more. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative sampling mug, all beer sampling, and live music by Jive and Whale. Discounted general admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at westportstl.com. And raise a glass Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Westport Brew Fest.
He's back.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me, live and local, with all the happenings in and around St. Louis.
The Dennis George Show, Sundays from 9 till 11 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you.
few weeks ago that I thought, well, the talent show's dead. There's no future. It's over. And look what happened. Something changed. Maybe we can thank the animals and barbarians of Ferguson and the Shaw neighborhood, those people, for making people want to turn to something light. Maybe that's what happened. People are hungry. What is this? What is this music?
Styx?
Yeah.
Really?
Roboto.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. Back to the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or 888-550-KTRS. Now, you do not have to call to be on the talent show. You can call about anything you want. But for some reason, I think it's when we repeat the prize package. Maybe people forget what a huge prize package we have. And then when we remind them, they go, oh, my goodness, I didn't realize I could win that. Now I'm in. I'm going to be on part of this. I believe this is Kent. Kent, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Frank.
And are you calling for the talent show or something else?
No, something else.
All right. What can we do for you?
Well, you talked earlier about what was my favorite joke.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm AM and PM.
Well, that's important. Right. That's very important. And what is your favorite joke?
My favorite joke is the DJs that went to the forest fire.
I know what joke he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm not going to say the words, but
you know the funny thing is that joke originally was Mexicans, and we've become so sensitive and so politically correct that you can't do it that way anymore. So I just changed it. The great thing about FM DJs, take every Polish joke, Mexican joke, and just make them FM DJs, and then everybody's okay with it.
Exactly.
Yes, I do know
but
the
I'm
joke.
I'm telling you what, when they got off. Well, I'm not going to do it.
No, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about their bus and
the big forest fire that
yep.
those guys were hired to go to.
Yep, and they a joke is actually my version is it's a refinery that erupts and bursts into flames. And I know the joke.
No, you told it as a forest fire.
No,
there was a forest fire going on at the time.
No. I've always told it as a as an oil rig or refinery.
Well, I'm telling you what, I just felt pissed by pants. Whenever
you told it. Well, you know what? I'll make a note of that. I'm not going to do it today. I'm going to do the Chinese mining joke for the guy who called, but I will make a note of this, and it's coming up soon, okay?
Have you done that lately?
No, I haven't. It's due. You're good. Your timing is good. It's due for a repeat visit here. So I will do it soon.
I want to let you know, I've talked to you before.
Okay.
But I bought my last three vehicles from Landolf.
Well, this just
you
ensures.
You will not beat that dealership.
No, you won't. And this just, what you just said ensures that that joke is coming back very soon.
So, anyway, that's all I need.
That's all right.
Anyway.
Kent, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, yeah, I know the joke. We'll do that. It was funnier with the Mexicans, though. It really was. Let's go to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Gang.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Bob, are you calling for the talent show or for something else?
Talent show. I have a joke for you.
All right. I can't shoot you down. If it's a talent show entry, that would not be fair. Wouldn't allow you to, because maybe the best part of your talent is the way you do the punchline. So if I cut you off, destroy your talent. What part of town do you live in?
South County.
South County. Dan? South County.
South County.
Right down there in Dan Strauss territory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
yes,
actually
sir.
In Oakville, Dan? Are you in Oakville?
I was in Oakville.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I keep forgetting you move around. Yeah. All right, well, Bob, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen from South County, here's Bob with a joke.
Okay, an Irishman, an ex-lawyer, a Muslim, and an illegal alien walk into a bar. Bar says, there goes, Mr. President, what can I get for you?
Oh, my God.
Give him a rim shot. We're probably not supposed to give him a rim shot.
No, and we probably shouldn't laugh at that either.
No,
I thought it was good.
That wasn't.
Would you like half my phone number?
hang on here, Bob. Let's have a conference. Bob, I really enjoyed your joke, but we're not going to need your phone number.
Okay, boys, hey, have a great afternoon.
And I want
gentlemen.
You to know how many people out there listening probably really enjoy
yep.
your joke, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bob.
Long-time listener. Have a good day.
We appreciate that. Thank you, Bob. All right, there goes Bob. You see, folks, the one thing about us, we're not going to waste people's time, dunce you around and jerk you around and make you think you got a chance. If you just don't, because we got a couple of really tough competitors already. And if we take your phone number, that's a good sign. If we don't, you got to be on the radio, for goodness sakes, if nothing else. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Doing great, Frank. And yourself?
I'm doing great also. Talent show or something else?
It's going to be the talent show, okay. And I want to start off by saying I am a
That's a good way to start.
I'm proud
I'm
of
telling
it.
You, this may be our biggest day ever for entries into the talent cup. What's your talent?
I'm going to tell you guys a joke.
Oh, that's a popular category right now. What part of town are you in?
Well, I'm from Dixon, Missouri, but right now I'm in Bridgeton, Missouri, waiting to pick up my load to go up to Omaha tonight.
All right, where do you live? What area do you live in?
Dixon, Missouri, out by St. Robert.
All right. From Dixon, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Here with a joke is Kevin. Take it away, Kevin.
Okay. Frank Opinion wins an award out in Denver, Radio Hall of Fame. He's inducted for lifetime achievement. Yeah. So he decides to take McGraw and Paul Harris out there.
I like this joke.
He gets inducted. They're at the airport waiting for their flight back to St. Louis. The flight's been canceled for 2 days.
Oh, no.
So they decide to rent a car and drive back. Well, halfway through Kansas, in the middle of nowhere, the car breaks down.
I knew it.
Yep. So they go to a farmer's house. The farmer says, well, you three can spend the night, but I have room inside for two. One's going to have to sleep in the barn. So Frank says, I'll sleep in the barn. It'll bring back the fine childhood memories of living in rural Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank goes out to the barn. A few minutes later, there's a knock on the door. It's Frank. He says, man, I can't sleep out there. That goat is just hissing and hitting his head on the wall. It won't stop eating. I just can't sleep. Paul Harris says, okay, fine. I'll go out to the barn. So Paul Harris goes out to the barn. A few minutes later, knock on the door. Paul says, look, I'm sorry, but I can't go to sleep with that cow. Every time he moves, that bell around his neck goes off. It's keeping me awake. McGraw says, fine, I'll go sleep in the barn. A few minutes later, there's a knock on the door. It's the cow and the goat.
You know what? I like the way he customized it. Made it about
yes.
me, Paul McGraw. My version of that joke is the only pigs involved, animals involved are pigs. It's the pig. But you know what? Hang on here, Kevin. We're having a conference, all right?
Okay.
Kevin, we're going to be taking your phone number simply
okay.
because and not only did you tell it pretty well, but I like the fact that you were able to make it your own. I made that up.
Oh, right. Wow, that's good.
Make it your own. Yeah.
Well, thank
watch,
you.
They'll
I appreciate
be, they'll be
that.
Using that on American Idol or something now. Kevin, hang on a second, okay? Dan's going to take
sure.
your number, all right?
Thanks.
Dan, you got him?
Yes.
Right. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
So that means the animals were so irritated and annoyed with McGraw that they came in the house?
Yeah, they couldn't even, they could not sleep in the barn with McGraw.
Well, I take back my laugh.
No, I didn't say that I appreciated what he said about McGraw.
I take back my laugh now. That's not funny.
I was able to step back and be objective, and even though I didn't like what he said about our friend McGraw,
no,
that
that's
even
horrible.
Animals would be repulsed sleeping with him, I had to look at the big picture. How did he tell it? And the fact that he customized it. Peon, you're going to have to get past the fact that McGraw
is I'm not happy we took his number now.
Our friend.
Well,
too late now. We've got
I guess so.
Bill Cleveland's on the way. Let me tell you where I bank and where I do all my banking. You know where it is. It's First Community Credit Union. Now, that is not something that we say because it makes a better commercial. I actually bank there. If you want to follow me in one day down into, I go to Chesterfield Valley almost exclusively. I've been to a couple of the other branches, but that's the one that's on the way here for me. So that's usually when I go. I stop in there, then I come on in here, do all my banking there. Now, they have all the same services that you expect a bank to have. You get your checkbook there, you can get your credit card, your debit card. You can do get a loan, car loan, business. They have all that stuff. So why would somebody bank at First Community Credit Union when bank is not even in the name as opposed to banking somewhere else? Well, thousands and thousands of somebodies have decided to do that for various reasons. And you, there's no way in one commercial you could tell anybody all the different things that make banking at First Community Credit Union a different experience. And if you ask the members, many of them will tell you a little bit better experience. It's rates. It's services offered. It's level of service and the way you're treated there. It's convenience. It's a lot of things. It's no different than any other business that you choose over another similar business. It's everything about it, the whole package. You just like it. And I think you're going to like it if you change where you're banking. We'd ask you to consider doing that. Ask Bill if he can go in the playoffs because I've rambled on too long. I hope he can. And if he can't, then we'll fire him. First Community Credit Union, if you want to know more, there are 40 locations, by the way. It's the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And if you want to know more, you can certainly at any time go in anyone, have some fresh popcorn. Tell them it's on us, even if you're not doing your banking there. You can always go to their website, firstcommunity.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
That was kind of scary. Frank actually sounded almost like a program director there.
Ooh. You know?
Don't do it right.
A program director.
Who did?
You did.
By saying if Bill doesn't like it, he'll get
you're
fired.
You're fired.
I didn't realize. I apologize. I never want to sound like a program director. who would?
You.
Yeah. Sorry.
Would. All right. They're in the middle right now of clearing that stalled vehicle on southbound 270, just right at Highway 44. It's still blocking the left center lane, but the flatbed's on the scene. The car is just about up, and they'll have that cleared momentarily. But the damage is done. You're jammed solid from approaching Dorset all the way down through Highway 44. We've got another incident on the ramp from northbound 270 to eastbound 70 that has things stacking up there. You are looking really slow on westbound 40 out in the valley from about a little west of Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Westbound 70 getting a little bit slow now as you approach the airport, and northbound 170. Some slow traffic as you make it from Highway 70 up through Frost. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, because now when you take two separate trips, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and visit choicehotels.com for details. Great endings begin here. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTR.